Fanning. Weekends on 2FM.
Last night, nightclubs welcomed back patrons. For the first time in over 18 months, the Irish music and nightlife industries were plunged into pools of panic and confusion during the week before guidelines were released, and then the green light was given for dance floors to reopen once again. But how did it all work out? That's the question I want the answer to. Well, Arvind Juthan is a music producer, booker, promoter and DJ from Rathfarnham, worked everywhere from Body and Soul to Ibiza, organised and DJed at events in Dublin's Sugar Club last night, and he's on the line now to let us know how it all went. Arvind, how are you doing? Are you all right?
Dave, I'm still hanging in there. I'm not too sure how, but I'm still alive.
Sounds like you've just come home. Anyway, let's just get a look at this. Did you feel, we'll start at the beginning actually. Set the scene. Last night in Dublin, Sugar Club, bottom of Leeson Street there, which is at Stephen's Green. What was the buzz like? Did it feel as if things were back to normal?
There was a lot of trepidation, to be honest with you. I think, some people were kind of afraid to come out. So we were like fielding calls from people who had a little bit of a fear. I had several messages of people saying, apologies, can't come. I'm a bit freaked. I've got a bit of fear that's just crept in. I don't know if I want to come down. I don't feel comfortable. But then there was a whole lot of other people who came out and were just happy to like get on the dance floor and completely let loose.
You see, the thing about it is some people don't want to go if there is social distancing and other people don't want to go if there isn't social distancing. And I'm damn sure once you're in there, there wasn't an awful lot of social distancing, was there?
Well, on the dance floor, there was. Essentially, there wasn't a lot of social distancing on the dance floor, but we followed all the regulations and guidelines that were put in place. Everyone that came in had to have a vax cert. That was all checked at the door and scanned. You know, if you didn't have one, you just couldn't get in. And a number of people came down and tried to get in and weren't able to, people that I knew personally and stuff, and there was nothing I could do. But that was just what we had to do to get the party over the line. I mean, after the stress that we went through, we probably much would have done anything, jumped through any hoops to get that to happen last night, to be honest with you.
And did you get to chat to any clubgoers and get their thoughts, what they thought about it?
I spoke to as many people as possible, but everyone there was just like, you know, it was like they won the World Cup. I don't think anyone in Ireland's ever won the World Cup, but the feeling when you win something like that, it just, I can't even explain, the relief that people are feeling. You could really just feel that sense of it in there initially. You know, they might have been a bit apprehensive when they came in. You know, how's this going to work? Do I have to wear a mask at the bar? Yeah, am I going to get served a drink? When I get in the dance floor, am I able to dance? But there was people breakdancing from the start of the night, which was bizarre, to be honest. I've never really seen that before in one of my gigs anyway. So.
Okay, so but you were involved in loads of things. Like in booking this weekend, you did, as I say, the Sugar Club, you were there. Connolly's of Lep we're talking to in Cork. So, did everything go ahead?
One of them didn't happen on Sunday. I mean, we've got Connolly's of Lep tonight with Sam and Julie and the crew down there. And that's always amazing, as I'm sure you know, the venue. You know, the one on Sunday got pulled, unfortunately. I don't think they were ready to do it or had staff in place to do it with the regulations. And, you know, I've heard that from a number of my kind of friends within the industry. You know, Kellyanne Byrne had her gig pulled on Sunday. A bunch of other people had stuff pulled, like live shows. So, you know, we did get affected by that. And that affects the panic of just having one drop when you've got, we had Andy Bell, who's like the guy from Ride.
Yeah,
he came in and played. You know, so he flew from London. We had Shimon Cassette coming in from LA, and we had CC Kavanagh coming in from Ibiza. You know, so there was a lot of planning and preparation to go into that. To have to deal with the stress of last week was just like unfathomable, because we got a lot on the line there. You know, but
so,
to lose one,
some things go on, some things don't go on, and you say some things get pulled. Why did things get pulled? Why did certain ones get pulled?
I just don't think they had the facilities to kind of like, you know, staffing in place, because it's pretty hard to get staff right now, Dave. You know, it's not easy to kind of get people to work in venues right now. There's a shortage. A lot of people are afraid. There's been a lot of work gone into certain venues, and to have, you know, so some people also, if they're restricted, I think a lot of fear creeps in, to be honest with you, too. And that's one of the main things about last week, is that I think overall, a lot of people were afraid to come out because of the uncertainty that was kind of given to us in the middle of the week. I mean, I had a lot of sleepless nights, to be honest. I'm not going to lie to you. It was really stressful. And I just wanted a straight answer, to be honest with you. And even still, we're kind of leaning into kind of not knowing what's going to happen with tickets for nightclubs. Do people have to get tickets? Does that mean they can buy a ticket on their phone 5 minutes before they enter the venue? Is that enough? Maybe it is.
Yeah, because I mean, I did see the ad this week for the a big 90s disco thing at Three Arena, and up to yesterday, I think it might have changed, but up to yesterday, it suddenly changed to a sit-down, which is just like impossible, frankly. How could you do 90s?
It's kind of ridiculous.
Anyway, the process from the punter's point of view, from when they walk in the door, just tell me about that.
So, you know, they arrive to the venue, they've got a mask on, they have to have their COVID vaccination, they come in. All the people, like, we did have, I think all the people who came to our gig had bought tickets anyway, so it was a ticketed event, you know, on that basis. So they came in, there was, like, queue at the door, slow, socially distanced. They had to, you know, get ticked off the thing, and then they had to get their vax card out, and it was scanned. And then they were allowed entry. Then they came into the venue, but you come straight onto the dance floor in the Sugar Club, so you can get straight at it if you wanted it. And a number of people did. You can sit down, and they were doing table service. All the staff were masked. You know, everyone working in the venue was masked, you know, when they were around the customers. And then a lot of the customers were then going to the bar. You're allowed to go to the bar. You had to have your mask on to order a pint. Everyone's pretty much socially distanced. You know, we had a reduced capacity in the Sugar Club just for safety reasons. We didn't want to stuff it, you know, even though we were allowed to have 100% capacity. We tried to keep it at a reasonable number just to make people feel comfortable.
And, of course, none of you really know the full guidelines because every specific aspect isn't fully outlined. But, you know, like, but the main stuff is... So, like, as somebody whose main source of income stems from nightlife events, how has the past year been, and especially the past few months, of not really knowing when you'll be given the go-ahead?
I mean, that was my first show in Ireland, because I've done a gig at Ibiza and I've done some gigs in London before this one. But, like, you know, that was my first, like, show in Ireland since the Christmas of 2019. That was the last time I did a gig in Ireland. So that's quite a long time. So the roller coaster that me and a lot of my colleagues have been on has been kind of immense, to say the least. We didn't know where we were going, where we were going to be in this industry. You know, a lot of people left, you know, had to do other things. We're kind of just happy to be alive and be able to get at it. So that's why it was so stressful, and you know, it was so agonizing to go through what we did over the last week or so, and even continuing on, it feels like the rug could be pulled at any stage. And you know, for someone who completely relies on live entertainment as their revenue, you know, their income, and even, you know, and it's, a lot of us, it's a passion as well. You know, it's where we get our enjoyment out of, because we love what we do, and that's the kind of beauty of music. So yeah, I can't even really describe the pain that we've gone through. And you know, there's been a lot of social issues, you know, mental issues, mental health issues coming off the back of this that really are going to need to be invested in and looked at, that we you know, we haven't even discovered yet, you know.
Well, the uncertainty from your point of view has huge ramifications for every single thing that you plan weeks beforehand. So, and then the gig itself coming right up to it 24 hours beforehand. So you say you've been to some other clubs around, like at Printworks in London, fully sold out show, what, with antigen testing, is it?
Yeah, well, we were in, Cece played in Printworks a couple of weeks back, and we went down to represent, because she's Irish crew, and in there, you know, everyone had to have their vaccination certificate tickets, and they had antigen testing. So everyone, it's not binding to have antigen testing, but everyone in the club scene has done it because they know it can be pulled back off them so easily. So in order to sustain kind of the nightlife, people are doing the antigen testing. Also, we kind of went through the artist enclosure, so we had to sign like a release form and show our COVID vaccination cert and show an antigen test. So it was pretty, you know what, it wasn't hard to do all that. I mean, I'm not saying I want to do all that, but it wasn't hard for us to do it. And then we were in, and there was like 5,000 people in one room, 1,000 people in the room that CC was playing, no masks, everything open, everyone going for it. Now, I mean, that seems pretty safe to me.
All right. Well, listen, Arvind, thanks so much for joining us on the show today. And I believe, as you say, you're on the way to Connolly's of Lep for the gig that will definitely go ahead. And I hope it goes very well.
Thanks a million, Dave. Great talking to you.
Yeah,
cheers, man.
Take it easy. Dave Fanning, weekends on 2FM.